Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba. Program li jagħti ħarsa lil aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Rodo tajba jena Jasmine Saliba nsalmilkom għakom għall-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba, il-programm li kiftafu għom tal-għam il-rappresentanza tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea f'Malta u li fejna tuħar salajna għabbarijiet li kunu ġejjin mill-ambitu tal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Istituzzjonijiet Ewropej li din il-ġimma se li kunu għedin jitlaqgħu għal minn segwi il-programm l-erba dawn il-jiem li ġejjin se li kunu hemm kunsill importanti tal-Unjoni Ewropea li se li kunu hemm diskussjonijiet dwar Brexit fost l-orajn. U anka mingħajr ebda dubju dwar is-sitwazzjoni tal-COVID-19 anka fil-kuntest tal-veto illi hemm minnha tal-Polonja u l-Ungerija in-konnessjoni ma' l-implementazzjoni tal-Multi Financial Framework kif ukoll anka il-programm ta' irkupru ekonomiku illi kien ippreżentat fid-dawl tal-pandemija tal-COVID-19. Fil-fatt se nibdew biex nisimgħu l-ewwel in-kumenti li taħt ftit tal-jiem ilu il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fil-dawl tal-negozjati li kienu għaddejjin u mal-Renjunit fuq il-relazzjoni futura bejn l-Unjoni Ewropea u l-Renjunit fil-dawl ta' Brexit li issa il-perjodu ta' tranzizzjoni jiġi vitmiemu fl-aħħar ta' din is-sena.
So this morning our negotiating team returned from London after a week of intensive negotiations. They informed me about the state of play and the remaining divergences. I had this evening a phone call with Prime Minister Boris Johnson on the ongoing negotiations between the European Union and the United Kingdom. We welcome the fact that progress has been achieved in many areas. Nevertheless, significant differences remain on the three critical issues, level playing field, governance and fisheries. Both sides underline that no agreement is feasible if these issues are not solved. And whilst recognizing the seriousness of these differences, we agreed that a further effort should be undertaken by our negotiating teams to assess whether these issues can be resolved. We're therefore instructing our chief negotiators to reconvene tomorrow in Brussels, and I will speak again to Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Monday evening. Thank you.
Matul dawn l-aħħar jiem il-Kummissjoni Ewropea preżentat pjan ta' azzjoni Ewropew għad-demokrazija biex l-għan tiegħu fil-kliem l-istess Kummissjoni tingħata seta' liċ-ċittadini u tibni demokraziji aktar reżiljenti madwar l-Unjoni Ewropea. Fid-dawl tal-isfidi għas-sistemi demokratiċi minħabba żieda kemm fl-estremiżmu kif ukoll id-distanza perċepita bejn il-politiku u l-persuni u l-individwi, dan il-pjan qed jistabbilixxi miżuri li permezz tagħhom iwasslu għal promozzjoni ta' elezzjonijiet ħielsa u ġusti u għat-tisħiħ tal-libertà tal-medja u għall-ġlieda kontra id-diżinformazzjoni. B'mod aktar konkret, fil-fatt, il-Kummissjoni se tipproponi azzjoni legali dwar reklamar politiku li se tindirizza l-aspett ta' sponsorships kontenuti mħallas u anka l-kanali ta' produzzjoni u distribuzzjoni inkluż pjattaformi online u anka dak li reklamaw konsulenzi politiċi. Insomma, din nitkellmu ma' l-aspett kollha li insibu f'dan il-qasam. Aparti minn hekk ser ikun ukoll indirizzat l-aspett li jiġu iċċarati responsabiltajiet ta' dawn l-individwi dawn l-organizzazzjonijiet. Il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen għanet li bir-rivoluzzjoni digitali li qegħdin ngħixu bħalissa ċittadini li jkunu jistgħu jagħmlu għażliet fejn il-femitt jistgħu jiġu espressi liberalment u apparti minn hekk għandha ssir distinzjoni bejn il-fatti u dak li mhux minnu, il-finzjoni, fictional. Dan il-mod il-medja ħilsa għandha wkoll tiġi protetta u s-siċċjetà ċivili għandhom ikunu jistgħu jipparteċipaw f'dibattitu miftuħ ħieles minn intkil li jkun ta' natura malizzjuża. Għalhekk l-Unjoni Ewropea qed tieħu azzjoni biex tagħmel id-demokraziji aktar reżiljenti, terminu li qed nużaw ta' sikwiet. Fil-fatt, il-pjanta azzjoni għad-demokrazija jistabilixxi tliet pilastri li huma il-promozzjoni ta' elezzjonijiet ħielsa u ġusti fejn il-Kummissjoni se tipproponi leġiżlazzjoni dwar is-trasparenza ta' kontenut politiku sponsorizzat. Apparti minn hekk se tissaħħaħ il-libertà u l-pluralizmu tal-medja fejn f'dawn l-aħħar snin is-sikurtà tal-ġurnalisti komplett tiddeterjora bit-teddid fiżiku online u imwiet kif għexna f'pajjiżna stess f'Malta. Żdied f'numru ta' stati membri. Għalhekk fl-2021 il-Kummissjoni se tipproponi rakkomandazzjoni dwar is-sigurtà tal-ġurnalisti filwaqt li tiġbed titwa attenzjoni partikolari għat-teddid kontra l-ġurnalisti nisa u l-inizjattiva biex jitrażżan l-użu abbużiv ta' kawżi kontra parteċipazzjoni pubblika bħalmija l-slap. Il-Kummissjoni se tagħmel ukoll miqrib mal-istati membri sabiex permezz ta' dialogu strutturat ikun hemm ukoll finanzjament sostenibbli għal proġetti dwar assistenza legali u prattika lill-ġurnalisti fl-Unjoni Ewropea u bnadi oħra. It-tielet pjan, anzi it-tielet pilastru, huwa kampanja kontra id-diżinformazzjoni. Issa l-passi li jmiss huma il-Kummissjoni timplementa l-pjantazzjoni għad-demokrazija sal-2023 li tkun is-sena qabel l-elezzjonijiet tal-Parlament Ewropew. Dwar il-pjantazzjoni Ewropew għad-demokrazija meħud flimkien mal-mekkanizmu ġdid Ewropew tal-Istat ta' dritt, rule of law, l-istrateġija ġdida biex tisaħħal l-applikazzjoni tal-Karta ta' Diritti Fundamentali u l-pjantazzjoni għal-medja u l-audiovisiv jufu kol il-pakket miżuri meħud għal-promozzjoni se li kunu qegħdin jagħtu x'pruni u lini għall-ispinta ġdida u pratikament se li kunu qed jaffettu anke din l-industrija professjoni tal-medja, il-ġurnaliżmu, it-tixrid ta' l-informazzjoni. Dwar dan tkellmet fit-tul il-Viċi President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, responsabbli mill-valuri u trasparenza, Vera Jourova, li qalet li d-demokrazija ma tistax titqis bħala fatt iżda jeħtieġ li tiġi indukrata u protetta. Nisimgħu l-kummenti tagħha u x'kellha xi tgħid dwar dan fit-tnedija ta' din l-istess politika.
Yes, good afternoon everyone and thank you for joining us online. Glad to have Vice President Jourova with us, who will present to you the European Democracy Action Plan and also say a few words about the fundamental rights strategy that we adopted yesterday. Vice President, without further ado, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I will start with a sad thing. Sadly, today we learned about passing away of great French and European politician, former President of France, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. I want to pass my condolences to his family and friends. It is only fitting to start this press conference by quoting a first sentence written by him in the French Democracy. Quote, "No society can live without an ideal that inspires it, nor without a clear knowledge of the principles that guide its organization." End of quote. I dare to add, our ideals, our principles in the European Union are our values. Respect for human dignity, freedom, democracy, equality, the rule of law, and respect for human rights. Sadly, today, none can be taken for granted. Not all, but many of today's problems are amplified by the world going online. And European Union, Europe wants to go digital, but we want to do it in our truly European way, in full respect of our fundamental principles. Our digital agenda that we are rolling out with today's European Democracy Action Plan and later the Digital Services Act, among others, aim to shape our information space for the next at least 20 years. It will determine our digital soul for what President von der Leyen called the EU's digital decade. We are presenting the European Democracy Action Plan, which reacts on a number of new problems and risks. So we try to solve the following ones. We have seen the rise of extremism, especially online. We have seen a lack of transparency and accountability of online platforms, insufficient application of rules relevant for elections in the digital world, or sometimes lack of any rules. We have seen interference in our democratic processes, and the situation of the media and the safety of journalists is deteriorating. And now we are in the middle of the COVID pandemic, which made all those risks even stronger and more endangering. The Democracy Action Plan tries to react on all these worrying trends by enforcing rules on fair competition in online public debates, by protecting the integrity in the electoral process, by involving and empowering the public, by strengthening the media, and last but not least, by fighting disinformation and interference. Let me now briefly describe the key pillars of this plan. I will start with elections. Elections laws date from the offline reality and are not fit for the online world. But political campaigning has moved online. The aim of the plan is to close this gap. I therefore will prepare the legislation on transparency in online political advertising. I speak about the next year. This is the initiative planned for the third quarter of the next year. And just make a comment on the whole European Democracy Action Plan. This is the plan which foresees the future actions to come over the whole mandate of this Commission. So now I'm speaking about next year activity, legislation on transparency in political advertising. We are convinced that people must know why they are seeing an ad, who paid for it, how much, what micro-targeting criteria were used. New technologies should be tools for emancipation, not for manipulation. I don't want elections to be a competition of dirty methods. We saw enough with the Cambridge Analytica scandal or the Brexit referendum. This is why I want to limit the micro-targeting criteria. Promoting political ideas is not the same as promoting products. Also, we have a very strong chapter in the plan regarding media pluralism and media freedom. This plan, together with the Media and Audiovisual Action Plan that we have just adopted too, is our political declaration. We do not abandon media and journalists in difficult situation. Media are not only an economic sector, they are the fourth estate and one of the pillars of democracy. Yet, journalists are attacked, harassed online. 73% of female journalists globally have experienced online violence in the course of their work. Since the start of 2020, at least 140 journalists and media workers were attacked during protests in 11 member states. We will work with the member states and the sector to propose a recommendation on the safety of journalists. This is another event or activity which we plan for the next year. In addition, we will present an initiative on abusive litigation. This issue of the so-called slap came to my attention when I visited Malta and talked to the son of Daphne Caruana Galizia. She had 47 such lawsuits pending against her in Malta and abroad, and at the moment of her assassination. And the problem is only growing, and we need to act. More so, we want to increase the transparency of media ownership and of state advertising. Public money should not be used to favor only those who sympathize with those in power. We will also increase support to fund cross-border investigations. Under the next budget, we propose to have for the first time an envelope dedicated to media pluralism projects, which could amount at least 75 million euro. The Media and Audiovisual Action Plan aims to help the media recover and support their digital transformation. The sector has been severely hit by the pandemic and suffers from a huge loss of advertising revenues. We want to encourage Member States to use recovery money also for the media sector. We will launch an initiative called News to bring together actions and support for the news media sector. The initiative will use EU funds to leverage investments and help small media companies to get easier access to loans. We will pay particular attention to local media. At the same time, we will watch closely the implementation of key rules, such as the revised audiovisual and copyright rules. We need to continue striving for a level playing field in the online world. All this taken together will create, I'm convinced about that, a better and fairer environment for the media sector, which is highly needed. Part 3 in our European Democracy Action Plan is countering disinformation. I am very happy that our response to disinformation is maturing with every step we take. I need to say one thing from the outset. We will not regulate on removal of disputed content. We do not want to create a ministry of truth. Freedom of speech is essential, and I will not support any solution that undermines it. But we also cannot have our societies manipulated if there are organized structures aimed at sowing mistrust, undermining democratic stability, and so we would be naive to let this happen, and we need to respond with resolve. The worrying disinformation trend, as we all know, is now on COVID vaccines, which is now very much debated also with the colleagues and with the President, because we need to support the vaccine strategy by efficient fight against the disinformation. This is why we are proposing to make a change by equipping ourselves with tools to impose costs on those who penetrate our systems with malicious intention. My goal here is to empower democratic actors and allow people to understand what content they see and why, so that they can make their choices freely. We have tried, as you know, self-regulation during our last mandate is the code of practice against disinformation, and we will build on that. But we need to go much further and deal with the deficiencies that pure self-regulation has shown. We need a new disinformation pact with platforms, advertisers, websites, and the civil society to improve accountability of algorithms, to stop allowing platforms and websites making money on disinformation, to design better ways to deal with manipulation through bots or with the use of fake accounts. Finally, I will push for structural changes. We will set up a system of monitoring to increase public scrutiny, as the platforms cannot police themselves alone. We will move from self-regulation to co-regulation. What does this mean in practice? Thanks to the upcoming Digital Services Act, we will get a legal basis for this move. The Digital Services Act will introduce, among others, a general need for big platforms to take risk-mitigating measures. The code can be one of those measures if done right. But this will mean that the authorities will be looking at adherence to and compliance with such code. Essentially, the era of the gentleman agreements is coming to an end, also the self-policing alone by the platforms. And finally, we look at the citizens, as the long-term solution lies in education and in media literacy. We are supporting also financially civil society to help. And of course, we have a lot of the proposals to increase the efforts in this education side or awareness raising side on many other documents. For instance, the European Digital Education Strategy, which was presented, I think, 2 months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, European Democracy Action Plan is not ideological. It is not left-wing or right-wing. It is about making the rules of the political contest fairer for everyone who wants to participate in it. This is why I count on a constructive approach from all corners of Europe to implement it forcefully. Together with the recent rule of law report, the new strategy to strengthen application of the Charter of Fundamental Rights, as well as the Media and Audiovisual Action Plan, this European Democracy Action Plan creates our response that aims to protect and enforce the basic values of the European Union. And it includes also, of course, the digital space. Let me also mention that we also adopted the strategy on the implementation of the Charter, which opens a door to address new challenges for fundamental rights in the EU. We saw them emerging during the pandemic, but they are also linked to the important digital and green transitions. We therefore will, as of next year, take a more thematic approach to our annual report on the Charter with a stronger focus on how Member States apply it and when implementing EU law. For the next year, we plan, speaking about the thematic approach, we plan to focus on the digital transition and on artificial intelligence. Thank you very much.
Matul Dawn Laharim, il-Viċi-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea, u l-Kummissarju Għoli għal-Politika Barranija Josep Borrell, indirizza diskors u l-kulleġġ dwar aspett partikolari ħafna. Il-pakket, anzi l-aspett illi iħares lejn l-Aġenda Transatlantika ġdida bid-daw tal-isfidi. Però, a parti minn hekk, Josep Borrell tkellem ukoll dwar l-impetu li ser ikun hemm u l-enfasi biex ikun hemm aktar preżenza femminili fil-ħidma esterna tal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Nisimgħu x'kellu xi jgħid.
This will be the framework for us to guide our external action on issues of gender equality and women's empowerment in the next 5 years. It's symbolic that we present this plan today when we celebrate the International Day of Violence Against Women. You know that we are living difficult times on this issue. Women's rights and gender equality are increasingly attacked and questioned in many places in the world, and unhappily not a single country in Europe or anywhere in the world will be on track to achieve gender equality by 2030 on the framework of the Sustainable Development Goals. So there is a big need to act and to act fast. This proposal, this plan adopted by the Commission is a proof that the political will is there. The aim of the new action plan on gender equality that the College adopted today is to develop a comprehensive framework toward gender equality and women empowerment in all elements of the European Union external actions, in coherence with the EU gender equality strategy adopted last March, and also in the spirit of the Team Europe approach to the COVID-19 pandemic, putting together the work of the European Union institutions and all member states. We want to tackle all dimensions of discrimination, paying specific attention to women with disabilities, migrant women, and discrimination based on age or sexual orientation. This plan sets also the ground for a more active role of women in peace and security. The European Union has been in the front line helping women's participation in the political and decision-making processes in countries of conflict, to mention a few, maybe the worst, Syria, Libya, Colombia, Afghanistan, or Yemen. This is why the action plan integrates one of the key pillars of our action on conflict prevention, the EU policy framework on women, peace and security, to make this work more consistent with our institution and our common security and defense policy missions and operations.
Bek ġiena fit-tmiem l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balon bajna ma' Fadel Ġejfri ngrazzakom tal-attenzjoni u nawguralkom il-kumplament tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu. Il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-programm li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bi xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.